Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood at Wildcat Golf Club. Hopefully you guys are in the area and you're ready to join us as we are celebrating the occasional invitational, the ESPN golf tournament. Charlie just got off the air and got done telling you some of the stuff. But Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Come on, Tyler. Day to you.
What, do you think the king of happiness, Tyler, is going to do that?
Happy birthday, dear Joseph.
Take it home, Charlie. Take it home for us.
Take it home, Charlie. Happy birthday to you.
Charlie, from the diaphragm, one more time. Thank you.
You're 30 years old, Joel.
Again, yes. Radu thought I was 28 and you were 48. So yeah. We'll call the split the difference.
Screw those guys that were like, man, Joel's younger than Barry, right? Oh, death nail right there. Just killed every ounce of hope I had in my body. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. You went out of your way and got me some tips, treats. Appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
It's just weird, man. You know, I was talking to the oldest man on the planet today, Barry Warner.
Oh, okay.
When he called. And he was asking, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? And I go, Barry, it really changes, and you probably should have known this when you had your sixth child before you got to this point. But I said, when you have a family and you've got so many other things to worry about, it's not the same meaning. I used to just look for this as an excuse to get a whole bunch of people together
right.
and just let it rip and party. Yeah. And now I'm just like, it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe Saturday we'll do something for dinner, but I'm good.
I was the same way.
Yeah,
my
you
wife
were.
Was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I'm 45 now. I don't need any of that stuff. When I was 16, 18, whatever, that mattered more. Not now. It's just a day.
And Taylor didn't know. And when I told her, if I had told her it was Elsa's birthday or one of her favorite cartoon characters,
she would have got so excited.
She'd have lost it. And yeah. She went, oh, happy birthday, Daddy. And just went on her day. And I was
wow.
like, that's pretty much the kind of day we're looking at today.
So you're going to do that to her on her birthday now?
No. Yeah, no. I'm sure I will be reminded in July. Until the end of August, that it's her birthday.
She's going to have a birthday
up.
Month?
Yeah.
She'll tell you about it or Lisa?
She'll just remind me that her day is coming. She won't necessarily want
you.
The birthday week or the birthday month, but she will definitely remind me over and over again.
Got
that
you.
Coming.
So you're not doing anything tonight?
No.
You're going to maybe do something this weekend?
Yeah, maybe this weekend. We'll go out to dinner or something.
Do you and Lisa exchange gifts on birthdays?
I like to, even when she says not to, I always like to
get her something.
Flowers.
You're
and
a smart
cake
man.
And a gift.
Because you're
but,
a smart man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like Father's Day. She wakes up and goes, babe, I'm sorry. I forgot. I go, it's no big deal.
Oh.
It's just to me, it's like the honor is being a father, but
yeah.
I don't need the card and the, you know, whatever. As long as we all hang out that day, then I'm good.
Right. So you get her stuff. Did she reciprocate? Did she get you anything? Is she going to get
scoreboard
you?
As of right now has zero on it. Yeah, but, you know, it's like I said.
That's now, if I were you, because I'm petty.
No, you are not.
If I were you, I would go full-on typical wife on her and file this away for later. And then when she got mad at you, you could be like, well, at least I got you something for your birthday.
Oh, don't think I don't have it in my back pocket if I need it. It's
no,
not
that's
one
good.
Of those. It's like one of
that's
those.
Good. That's
it's
good.
One of those resources that is just sitting there waiting for the right time. Yeah,
right.
It's not going to be wasted, but
okay.
It's not going to be used unless it has to.
You're not
going to
make a big deal out of it right now.
Right.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
a lot of people reached out, I'm guessing, wished you happy birthday.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing is, you know, as much as you want to chastise social media and everything else, but, like, I woke up this morning and it said you had, like, 72 messages on Facebook.
That's great, isn't
and
it?
And that's just, you know, again, that's, as you and I have said, that's my friends and family spot. So to catch up with every one of those people who I have some kind of significant relationship with, you're like,
yeah,
that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. I the same thing happened, but I would think I was a little more harsh because I was like, look, I realize none of you would have known it's my birthday had Facebook not reminded you, but I appreciate it anyways. Because it's a little, right?
Like Philpott goes, hey, Facebook said it's your birthday. If they're lying, I'm sorry. But if they're not, happy birthday. I'm like, no, they got it right.
You got to be careful because sometimes you see those messages a day later and then you look like an a-hole and you're like, hey, happy birthday. And they're like, thanks, it was yesterday. And you're like, oh, well, we're not that good of friends anyway. So
right?
Yeah, that's a bad feel.
Look, and that's why I'm here. I mean, I would, you know, on a weekday, I wouldn't. Couldn't think of any place I'd rather be than just hanging out, doing the show, having fun, just making it like another day. Seriously, it just brought back some weird feelings getting out of the car to golf course in this heat going.
Not being able
used to play about 4 or 5 times a week in this.
Yeah.
And now I don't miss the heat.
You know, I wish I would have thought about it sooner for you. I guess I'm rude, but I was like, you know what? As I'm driving in, I was like, you know what I should have done is just told Joel, bring his clubs, and then we'll just pull guests all day and have some fun, and you could have went and golfed. I don't know why I didn't think about that, Joseph. I really let you down today.
It's okay because I haven't played in so long. Like I said, I went to the driving range once. But, I mean, just to interact with the listeners would have been cool. But for me, it's like I get to the point where it's like you guys were talking about it. If you hit, you know, if I start hitting bad shots, then I just want to go fix it and
then
start working on it. So until I've been to the range a few times, I'm like, I'm good.
You're not going to golf.
I'll go to the range, but, I'm not going to.
That's what you should do this weekend. You should go to the range, like, tonight and maybe Thursday or Friday. Then tell Lisa, hey, for my birthday, I'm going to go play golf on Saturday. You hang out with the kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
I mean, it's been forever.
It has. It's been, like, I played.
Tell her that's what you want for your birthday. Be like, babe, I know you didn't get me anything, and it's okay.
No, you know what I want?
What?
I want patio furniture for our backyard.
What?
Well, we got nothing.
That's not for you.
Well, but I kind of want that.
You're one of those guys?
Oh, it kind of is. No, it kind of is for me because then when things are going haywire in the house, I can just go outside and lay on the big couch outside and be like, let me know when that's all done.
I have one of those. You know how many times we've used it in 5 years? Like 3 times.
Yeah.
It's too hot for a patio. We have fans out on our porch, too. Like, we have big
fans. That's what I want to do next, too, is put a ceiling fan out there because there's an outlet
for it. We have those. I'll tell you right now, it's good until about now. And then you're like, I ain't using that the rest of the year.
That's the thing. We bought the house for the house, but it came with a pool. We've used the pool twice.
Really?
But yet we pay a pool guy once, you know, monthly. And I'm going, I see that bill, and I'm going, have we ever used the pool?
See, I think I would use a pool as my exercise means. I would be out there doing laps or whatever because we're going to have a pool put in eventually.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I was like, I don't care about like hot tubs and all that or fountains or rock gardens and all. I just want a pool long enough to do laps in. Because if that could be my workout, I'd be super happy with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of having to go run in August, just be able
to. Well,
I'll
tell you what,
that's
the biggest thing to me is I'm going to have to just get on the treadmill in the house because the weather, it's just going to get hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
So.
Sucks.
We'll see. All right, so we've got a full show coming to you from Wildcat Golf Club today. We'll take you till 4. Moneyline will take you till 7 because AJ has already headed out the back door. He doesn't like golf tournaments, so he had it perfectly arranged where both the originally scheduled date and today he's out of town, this time with Little League in Dallas. So our good friends Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan, Moneyline on Sundays, are going to come in and do the Blitz today. So that should be fun and entertaining.
That should be fun. And did anybody – so I'm guessing John and Lance are playing because they had the –
yeah, because they had the bid for their teams.
Yeah. Is Raheel out there playing?
That I hope not, but I don't know.
Is he a bad golfer?
I would think so.
Why would you think so?
I just don't think golf is one of Raheel's things. Raheel likes all these hyper-athletic sports, but I don't think he's a golfer.
It's because he's
– no, it has nothing to do with that.
Because he's a basketball player.
No, well, maybe.
What'd you think I was going to say?
I know. Yeah. Well, it's true. I'm not working with Granato or AJ. So I guess you're probably right. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think Raheel is. I definitely know Dell isn't because it's too hot.
Oh, that's because he's
– oh, okay.
An introvert. Like, why do you keep assuming?
I don't. I just keep nodding my head and going with it. Notice I don't say anything to incriminate myself. I just nod my head and go, oh, okay.
Just like, oh, here we go. He's going to ruin this.
So we got plenty to talk about. Astros losing 1-0. Barry, I bet you can't guess how the Reds scored their run.
Home run.
Yeah. That seems to be the case lately. Another dinger against them.
Unbelievable.
Has them down 1-0 to the Reds. It's the first series they've lost in something like a month and a half.
Yeah, the Minnesota series, I believe, is the last
one
they lost.
In April. So they're struggling in a day game.
Break them up. It's over. Time to trade
with Garrett
everybody.
Cole on the mound. So we'll update you on that throughout the day as well, so you don't have to listen to competitive radio stations on AM. We're out here at the golf course. You can stop by and see us. There's plenty of room. We're going to broadcast up until 4 o'clock. Then Jerry and Josh will take you home till 7. It is the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Wildcat Golf Club, place to be, occasional invitational, home of the ESPN Golf Classic. You need to come on out. We've said this all along. We're broadcasting in the clubhouse so that if you guys weren't able to get one of the spots that sold out for the golf tournament, come on out, hang out with us. Everybody's going to come on in.
Bring gifts for Joel because it's his birthday.
Have a good time. My boy Mikey from Get Me is here. He brought the pump from left center field from Minute Maid, where you can take pictures in front of it, and then it actually produces a picture of you in front of the pump.
There's some cool stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
If I was rich, Joel, I would get you one of those jerseys or whatever. I know you're big on autographed memorabilia.
Which one? I like the Bregman LSU jersey.
Let me tell you, so this is how good the stuff is. Lance has two bids in already on things over there.
Does he?
Zerline does. One of them is a Hakeem Olajuwon signed jersey that has his stats at the bottom embroidered on it.
Yep.
So he signed up for that. That's really cool. They have a Houston Gamblers helmet signed by Jim Kelly.
Nice. That's a sweet piece of Houston memorabilia.
Yep. There is a signed Earl Campbell helmet, but instead of being white with the Derek, it's a black matte finish.
Yeah.
And it looks really slick. I like that. There's a Mike Tyson punch out.
Marijuana bag? No?
No, like a picture.
Oh, I thought that was the name of his new marijuana. Punch out. Punch out weed.
And then there's a sign, I think it's a Manny Pacquiao glove. There's a Baker Mayfield jersey that's been autographed. But that's none of that is – I mean, all that is great. There's an Astros World Series picture with Bregman, Correa, and Altuve who all autographed it. So all that is fantastic,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
But my favorite thing
– oh, you love that. That is one of the most – I would say – in the state of Texas alone, that is the most requested and sought after picture.
It is a picture of Nolan Ryan with Robin Ventura in a headlock, pummeling Ventura's face, autographed by Nolan Ryan, that says, "Don't mess with Texas."
Yep.
So yep. Nolan signed it and said, "Don't mess with Texas." How cool is that?
So
that's I may have to bid on
these
that.
Guys are it's my personal dope. Friends. Jay Willett and his son do a fantastic job, Brandon. And it's called Diamonds in the Rough is the company. And if you go on Facebook, Diamonds in the Rough, you can find out. It's cool because not only do they have great stuff like you were mentioning, but they do it all for charity. So they don't make a profit off of it. All the profits go to the charity of choice. In this case, for Jeff Van Gundy's charity. And it's just a fantastic program. So the Willets do this thing where Jay is in a position where he wanted to do something to give back. And so he goes and gets all these guys to sign all this stuff. And then once the first bid is on there, whatever bids after that,
yeah,
all that goes to the charity. And it's just a fantastic deal. So they've got a lot of stuff going on. Check them out, Diamonds in the Rough on Facebook. In fact, they're the 2018 Texas A&M 12th man that the Texans drafted.
Right.
He's going to do a public signing for them on July 13th. So head to their Facebook page, Diamonds in the Rough Facebook. A lot of A&M fans love that 12th man deal, so,
oh, yeah.
as you know. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. This is really cool, though.
They got
a lot of cool stuff.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this before you get off of that.
Sure.
But, you know, when I was working for the Rockets, we were out here for Van Chancellor's golf tournament one year, and it rained.
I know you have a Van Chancellor impression.
I do.
Do it.
And right off the cuff?
Yeah.
Jowell, let me tell you. It's Tana Thompson and Cooper are driving me absolutely insane, but we can win the title, and I need it. I feel it.
We're going to have to move that to the top of the list. Your Stephen A. and that is
when we did Van Chancellor bobblehead night and we did the commercial. I voiced it as Van, and no one ever
shut
knew.
Up.
Yeah, and he walked in one day and he goes, Joel, they tell me you did my voice on the commercial, and I was like, what, me? Who? I thought you voiced that.
That's outstanding.
So we were out here
That's
for his
amazing.
Tournament one year,
yeah.
and it got rained out, but they kept thinking they were going to play. And finally, I'm looking at all the autograph items. And they're starting to send people home. And I go, what are you guys going to do with this? And they're like, whatever the bids are, the bids are. At that time, they had a rookie jersey of a guy named LeBron James.
I never heard of that guy. I don't know who that is.
The minimum bid on a framed, game-worn LeBron jersey was $150.
What? So you put $175?
Screw that. I put $150. Because everybody was heading out
the
door.
The minimum bid.
And they're like, oh, Joel, just we'll get the check for you tomorrow. You want to take that home with you? And I was like, yes, I
done.
Do. Boom. And I've been
framed
on my wall ever since.
Yeah. LeBron James authenticated.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Got that one that day.
Yeah.
So that one was a nice gig. So, yeah, when you go to these tournaments and they're rained out, pay attention to the autograph stuff.
Might have to go out there and do a rain dance. No, I would never do that to our fine ESPN.
No, because they're already knee deep in it.
Crew.
Right?
Courtney doing a great job. There's a lot of different sponsors out here. It's St. Arnold's Brewery is sponsoring it. Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks is out here. All of the Twin Peaks girls, I saw them on the way in on, I don't know.
I thought their tent collapsed.
It did, yeah.
Got to be careful how you say
that. And hard work
too.
Pays off, if you know what I'm saying. Because
right.
the girls were actually
Laying.
Sweating up quite a bit trying to fix the tent.
Oh, yeah.
So they're out here.
I've got these boxes over here next to us. So Cheers has a box available. And I swear by this stuff, it actually works. They've got the after alcohol aid, but they also have the oral rehydration. I know you're big on that.
You want to elaborate on the technicalities behind that?
I mean,
sounds like a Friday, Saturday night.
Just, you know, oral rehydration.
Nick, you might want to keep a little of that in the cabinet
little,
in case, you know, it's a good weekend.
Just keeping orally rehydrated.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And then there's this
dry mouth kills, Barry.
certified
brisket.
Backyard pit master from Brisket U.
Yeah.
I'm stealing this because it's like a bunch of the dry rubs that they have, the graduate spice mix, and so I'm definitely, you know, I'm a dry rub guy.
I bet you are. That's when you're not orally hydrated.
So
then you go to the dry rub.
You know me and my dry rubs. I'm down for those. So I'm gonna keep that and probably keep this box with the oral rehydration in it.
There you go.
It's good times.
It is, man. I'm telling you what. And we know how to do it right.
Yeah,
they
we
take
do.
Care of the peeps out here.
There's a signed LSU Bregman jersey.
That's what
well
I said. That's for, the
that's really cool.
That's the one item that I thought of right away and looked at and went, that is pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lots of stuff. Really
yeah.
cool.
So lots of good stuff. If you want to come out here and just bid on the auction items, you can do that as well.
Come say hi to Dell. He's
yep.
super
Dell is now,
chatty.
Thank God,
Loves
though. I never thought I'd say this, but Dell actually bought more happiness and sunshine. To the remote than Tyler. Tyler looked like someone pooped in his Cheerios, and I found out because he's been here since 6 a.m. and he's not used to doing it. But every question we asked him, it seemed like we said something about his family members.
I was trying to just get his attention. I was like, hey, Tyler. He goes, what? I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dang. You are really grumpy, man.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's going to go home and get some sleep.
Great to see Dell. Happy to have him here. We were
yeah,
right.
We
he's not a golfer.
We don't get to yeah, and it's, you know, why? It's because he's
tired.
No, and
doesn't
introvert.
Like the heat.
An introvert, but it's we never get to hang out like we used to. So this is really cool. Why did you?
Oh, the conversation's the same, Dell. Right?
Why did you look at me like that? Like, you know, we always hung out. No,
Dell's on radio, and he's still the king of the nonverbal. just shrug the shoulders, wave the hands. Meh, you know. Okay. Well, Barry, I guess you felt differently than I did.
Yeah. Alrighty. I'm used to that. It's all right.
All right. So we'll continue to roll on. Just hour number one of the show. We got a lot to get to. I did a little research for you peeps last night.
Uh-oh.
So I've got a little intel on your favorite basketball team, the Houston Rockets. We can get to that because that's all kinds of stuff swirling there. Big trade in the NBA today on the night or day before draft day tomorrow when everything and all hell could break loose in terms of stuff going on in the association. But lots to get to. Astros, as we mentioned, the middle of a day game, still losing 1-0 fifth inning there. So if you want to join the show, best bet is 713-780-3776. Text us because we'll check the text messages throughout the show, or hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, broadcasting live from Wildcat Golf Club right here near downtown with a perfectly good view of just about everything in Houston, Texas, as the ESPN Occasional Invitational is going on as we speak on the course. Just talking to Tim, one of the owners of the course. Fantastic establishment here at Wildcat. So come on out, hang out with us, check out the golfers. Just a fantastic day in the sun, and we're happy to be here. Doing the show, lots of goodies as you were going through them.
Yeah, the stuff I was going to steal.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the first prize, part of the first prize package. So I can't steal that stuff.
What they don't get a John and Raheel and Dell T-shirt?
No.
And what was? But if they do game worn, maybe they get them signed.
And yeah, then they're going to stink. God, does it smell like alcohol and shame if they get John's.
Don't go to Raheel. Don't.
Raheel's, Raheel's will just smell like Gloria Vanderbilt perfume.
Oh, okay. That's right, Daddy's got the shop on Harwin.
You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you?
I'm going back at you with your own strategic move there. Okay.
Lance's will smell like kids. He just smells like kids. Lance does.
He doesn't look
Dell,
like
Dell, I don't know what Dell smells like. He doesn't let anybody get close to
winning. Dell just smells like winning.
Winning.
He's just winning.
What'd you say, Nick? Cocoa butter? That's not appropriate.
Jeez.
I did not say that.
Dell goes, I would have heard him if he said that.
It's no, true.
It was my text. It was, yeah.
So you watched Astros last night?
I did, sadly.
I got to stop tweeting whenever Verlander gives up the first one because in the last two games after I tweeted, he gave up another one, and in this case, another one.
Man.
Second game in a row where he's given up three bombs, and they lose the second game to the Reds, so they can't win the series, as we talked about a little earlier. Haven't lost a series since the Minnesota series in April. Look, don't lose your mind over this. It's not like the world is the sky is falling, but at the same time, it's catching up with them a little bit that with the injuries and everything else. Altuve back today, starting at second base. Springer's rehab assignment starts tomorrow. They expect him back if there's no setbacks next week. So it looks like the cavalry is slowly coming back for the squad. So hopefully that's a good sign as they get healthy because that's the main thing that they got to do at this point.
Reds last place in their division. They've got a hell of a pitching staff,
mm-hmm.
But they are putting some runs up and touching up a really good rotation, especially the arms that they had to face. If you figure you've got Verlander and Cole going in a series against a team that's last in their division, you're like, oh, well, there's another series win. So that's not going to happen. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of props merely because someone took a shot at you when you said it, but – a couple, 3-4 weeks ago, you mentioned the Reds and said, look, that's a good ball club.
Yeah.
That is a better baseball team than their record. And
someone was like, oh, you're a dumbass. They're in last place. Yeah, they are in last place. But sometimes, and I know your record is what your record is and it's who you are, but this can be a better baseball team. And Yasiel Puig has really struggled until the last week or so.
He hit a home run today. He's got the only run for
them. So he had been struggling. And Joey Votto, you look at his numbers, they're way down compared to what people are used to him doing. So once their bats start to heat up with that pitching staff, that is a good baseball team. Are they going to win the division? No. Are they going to make the playoffs? No. But your point was the Reds are better than what people think. So whoever called you a dumbass.
They're on the way up. As I made the comparison, they're not the Orioles. They're not just taking their medicine and just getting pounded every night. This is a team that has good young talent. You mentioned it, a really good young pitching staff. They've got some good young position players. They still got a veteran like Votto and Puig, two veterans that are solidifying the punch in the lineup. So they're a team that has ability. It's just not enough ability, like you said, to make a mark and make a playoff spot or win a division.
Well, they're in a really good division, too.
Yeah, that
I mean, you got the Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals all in that division. They're six back. Now, actually, I just looked at the standings. They jumped the Pirates. So now Pirates are in last place in that division. And the Cardinals are really only six back of the Brewers. That's not – the Reds are only six back of the Brewers. That's not awful.
The realm of possibilities,
No, I mean,
right?
You got to leapfrog the Cardinals and Cubs, so that's going to be difficult.
Dumbass.
But when you look – yeah, you're such a dumbass.
Yeah.
But the point I made when you had mentioned it was when you look at their plus-minus, they're tied for the fourth highest plus-minus in the National League. That lets you know that they're pitching
saying
is good.
When you talk about the teams that
are in last place,
man,
go look and see if there's another team in last place in their division that's a plus 40 in the plus minus.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert: you're not going to find one. I'll give you the plus minuses of all the last place division teams. We'll start in the AL with the Orioles -166.
Oof.
The Royals -58. The Mariners -79, the Marlins -75, the Giants -90, and here the Reds were in last place until recently at a +40. So your point about them being better than their record reflects was spot on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And again, and I don't think the Astros do this much about just, you know, you take a series for granted and say, oh, we're going to go in there, we're going to blow the doors off the Reds, because especially at home, this team shows that it's got some character and it's got some panache. They're aggressive. They come out.
Hold on. I got to Google that.
Yeah, check when panache. You get back to me on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Flair. But even last night, I liked the fact that the Stros came back. Every time I thought, you know, the unfortunate thing is your boy gets tagged out at third base because he overslid the bag. And that was unfortunate because I thought they might pick up a second run there when Alvarez slid into third. But overall, you look at it and you say you still can't fault the fight from the Astros because they kept digging and scratching and clawing, and Bregman hits the home run. It's a one-run game. So it's not like they've gotten blown out in either one of these games. It's just that offensively it's starting to catch up with them that the punch isn't like it would be if they were healthy.
Agreed. To the text line we go.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That was Amazon B's brother.
Thank you.
This is from Steelers Fan 1. I'm probably not going to do this justice, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
All right? Mm-hmm. There once was a badge. Now I'm reading on the fly too, so if I have to stop.
Yes, you're previewing on the fly. Okay.
It's a limerick, and we don't know. Steelers fan Juan, not the sharpest suspect.
Okay.
Love you, Juan.
Duly noted.
There once was a badger from Scotty. His cheesehead from Derry looked brawny. B-ball is his game. Basket or base, not lame. Likes to talk very sportsy, not lawny.
Not bad.
That wasn't terrible.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll take that. And you didn't hack
it up.
There weren't any cuss words in it, so that's good.
That was a win all the way around, right?
Yes.
Even from dumbass Juan. Happy birthday, Joel. There's another
thank you
text. Happy birthday, Joel. Another text. JJ said, I've been unemployed for the last 6 months, and you guys kept me uplifted. I start my new job on Monday.
Congrats, JJ.
JJ, congratulations, buddy. That's great to hear.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Joel. Looks like fireball shots will have to appear soon.
There you go. Barry's ready to do them.
Negative. It's not my birthday, buddy.
Mike will do them.
No.
Mike will do my shots. That's fine. He's already handicapped. At least that's where he's parking. So
he said, you know you're old when all you want for your birthday is patio furniture. Come on, Joel.
Oh, I got more things I could ask for, but I'm being realistic. I think Lisa would consider that. Definitely we're talking about Astros. We're going to get into this Rockets thing, too. Because I was doing an interview with the flagship of the Warriors last night in Oakland, and they're all over this, and they're just basking in this, and I had to kind of temper everybody and say, look, you hear the headlines, and that's exactly what they are. When we got off the air yesterday, and AJ and Raheel were talking about, well, Yahoo Sports says it's unsalvageable. Okay, well, that's a clickbait. That's a yes. grab so that people can die. And this guy who wrote this article, who I've never heard of before, is trying to cling to it. He's trying to say, look, he's trying to bring up all these different things that happened that he knows that there's legitimacy to it. What I tried to tell the people last night, and I wanted to make sure we said it on the air, was the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Was it always wine and roses? No. Was it as bad as being unsavable? No. But somewhere in the middle, the facts remain they have had problems. There have been issues. Can they get over them? I believe so. But it's going to take time. So
you think this is salvageable? You think that this team...
Well, first of all, Barry, I think whether it is or not, it has to be because of the financial ramifications of Paul's contract. And I think that they're finding out that even if they thought that there were teams that might be interested, their level of interest is gauged on how much of that contract are you picking up, and also what they're going to get back isn't going to be what they thought.
Yeah.
So they are talking to Jimmy Butler. James has made contact. They are interested in Jimmy Butler. I don't know where that money's coming from. They're going to try and do a sign-and-trade three-way.
Well, that's what J-Ro, our friend, I was getting my haircut today, and he had a question that I thought was good, and I didn't know the answer to. I know in other sports, but I don't know in basketball because it's never come up. Mm-hmm. But in regards to restructuring contracts, is that a thing that the NBA and the Players Association allows?
No.
So once you get that
deal.
You
can do extensions, but you can't restructure existing contracts.
Because he was like, so if Paul was miserable, could Paul say, you know what, let's stretch it out over 4 years or take less or front load the money or back load the money or whatever?
No. And that's the other thing that it keeps going through my mind is, and everybody wants to bang on Chris for the fact that his skills have slipped a little bit. My big thing was, if you were all about winning, if you believe what Daryl says about the fact that this is two guys that have achieved everything and not all they want to do is win. If it's all you wanted to do was win, you could have taken less to give him the opportunity to give you more so that you compete for a title.
Star, a legitimate
exactly
star.
Right. And even just role players. Like right. We talked about how bad their bench was a year ago. It didn't have to be that way. But when you are adamant about going out and getting every last penny owed to you in a Supermax deal, then you need to be realistic in how possible it's going to be to load this team up to compete with the best in the NBA.
Yeah. I still say there's the opportunity. I mean, we talked yesterday about the possibility of a one-to-one trade to Boston for Hayward. There's probably some other opportunities to do something like that in other scenarios. I mean, I gave you those five.
And, yeah.
A couple of those made a little bit of sense for the team getting Paul, and I think it really depends on, you know, Daryl, how bad does he want to get rid of Chris Paul versus how bad does he want to build a team around James that's competitive? Because you're going to get some of these guys, and it's almost like you'd have to get rid of Paul. Like I think one of the things was to Charlotte, and it was like three players.
Yep.
It was Biombo,
Nicholas Batum.
Yeah, and so. I mean,
and Marvin Williams.
The possibility exists that you ship Paul, you get those three back, and then those three guys are traded for a draft pick or a role player that Daryl maybe fancies a little bit more and some cash or something like that. So it may take a lot of maneuvering, but I think it's possible. It's just what's more difficult, getting them to get along or getting rid of Chris Paul? That's going to be the decision they have to make and figure out.
And I think from the standpoint of Paul and Harden, what everybody needs to realize is there was an issue. I don't know how far back it goes to give you all the details and verify all the stories, but they've had their problems, and it's gone back and forth. There hasn't been where they're not talking at all, but they've had their issues. I was told that recently in the last couple of weeks, they kind of were able to mend the fences a little bit, and I think they both came to the realization that, look, neither guy's probably going to go anywhere, so they need to go forward, and they need to find a common ground, and with that, it's got to be more about who are the guys that are going to be around them instead of if both of them are going to be around.
Yeah.
And hopefully that they're all on the same page. Because as you and I talked about, the Rockets made that call to 790 and said, Daryl needs to go on the air. Because they needed to try and temper everybody's hot stove that was burning over going, this team's a mess. And even when they did the ESPN Golic and Wingo, you notice Daryl skipped around the question. He
sure.
just basically, he kind of danced around it. So the bigger thing is, can they go forward? Not whether it happened or not, because it did. It's just, how do you go forward?
Well,
So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the past because there were signs that got missed and there were things that have been said. And
did you read some of these articles? You had to love some of the one-liners because there were some saucy one-liners.
Even our buddy Skip Bayless.
Oh, really?
And Shannon Sharp. Is it Shannon and Skip?
Shannon, yeah.
Mentioned one. We'll get to all that. It's pretty amusing.
Did you see where Chris Paul asked James about his bra?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. Just saying. All right, we're out here at Cat Golf Club as we are enjoying the occasional invitational. Michael Brantley has just gone yard.
Suck it,
and
Rich.
Your Astros go from a 1-0 deficit to a 2-1 lead. It's the luck of the Wildcat.
Told you they'd
come
win.
On out here to Wildcat Golf Club, the occasional invitational, as ESPN's having its golf tournament today. You guys can come out here. We're here till 4, Blitz till 7, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Help.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, rolling through hour number one, three-hour show. Dell is here. Barry's here, myself, Nick back at the studio, so the joy happiness factor is at an all-time high.
And we ratcheted it up because it's Joel's birthday, so if you're coming out here to hang out or you're out here already and you can hear us, bring gifts. Joel got screwed of the three of us. Nick and I were at the studio and people were sending up gifts and cheesecake and whiskeys and all that stuff, and unfortunately for Joel, he got the short end of this and he's on remote for his birthday, so I implore
you guys. And because of your rule, we can't do it tomorrow.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Because it's not a birthday
no,
week.
No, I'll allow it just because you got – you normally would not do that. You're mature enough. Dale celebrates a birthday week. Nick tries to do a birthday month. You stick to a day, so we can just do it tomorrow.
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, no, we're going to – we need to make that happen. Speaking of that
– yeah.
Where'd it go?
Previewing on the fly?
Nope. Happy birthday, Joel. You were born just 3 days before the greatest day in history, my birthday. So that's from the narcissist, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. Mm-hmm. Where'd it go? Happy birthday, Joel, from Knuckles.
Thank you, Knuckles.
Chiming
in. Appreciate it.
Do Nick's thighs remind you of Wisconsin women? Happy birthday, Joel. That was from L.U. Dillon.
So shocker who that was from.
Not a nice tweet at all. Then somebody had a question for... I guess us. Do you guys? Who do y'all see realistically the Astros making a move for? Happy birthday, Joel. So we'll get to the Astros a little later. We promise. We'll talk more about that. Let's talk a little bit about the media coverage of this whole Rockets debacle because your boy Skip Bayless went on air. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday or somebody tagged us on
the tweet.
I think
it was this morning,
because you know I don't watch it.
Right.
And
I don't either.
He started talking about how this Chris Paul, James Harden thing has fallen apart because at one point Chris Paul made fun of James Harden man boobs. He had seen a tweet about that. And that's true. Not the part about him making fun of the man boobs, but the part about seeing a tweet because the fake Adrian Wojnarowski.
Well done on your part.
Thank you. The fake account has been tweeting out a bunch of made up stuff. Skip saw it. And ran with a bunch of fake tweets. And if you haven't seen them, I'll read them to you. They're hilarious. This is all from, I guess it's at Sports Talk or something like that. Sources tell ESPN Chris Paul repeatedly made fun of James Harden for having man boobs during practice over the last two seasons. Several times Harden broke down into tears and had to leave the practice facility. No surprise to see Harden wanting Paul out now. That was the first fake tweet. Second one. Sources close to the Rockets tell ESPN the tension between the two stars. The two started on a team flight last season when Harden farted in Chris Paul's face while Paul was asleep. This resulted in Paul getting pink eye. Who falls for this?
I don't know.
Who?
That
who?
One in itself, to me, was like, come on, red flag right there. Just throw the thing.
And then the third one that I saw was sources tell ESPN that another incident happened this past February where Chris Paul told Harden he'd, quote, help him pick out a bra. Harden replied with, quote, use the money from your contract to buy you some new hamstrings. The two had to be physically separated. I mean, taken for what they are, which is joke tweets, they're hilarious. But it's embarrassing that you go on national TV if you're Skip Bayless.
But it doesn't surprise
you. And use it to support your side of the argument.
And also, he got beat at his own game. He's the guy that always throws out the troll-like comments about, you know, so Tony Romo is better than Joe Montana and John Elway ever was, and then everybody runs with that, and he loves it, and he falls for the same kind of thing.
It's pretty outstanding. You know, the only thing that I did see where someone I guess I was tagged on, I don't know, maybe you were too, but somebody did repost the GIF or the video of Harden and Chris Paul when they got into it on the sidelines.
Yeah.
So now that was true. That happened. But you know what?
Did you see, though, the one that did it with different audio?
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. My brother-in-law sent it to me, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, that one's even better than the original. But the original, you can see that there is some tension there. But you know what, Joel? If you play sports at a high level, those kind of things are going to happen. Now, it was a little far when Paul stuck his fist out to get the fist bump and Harden slapped it. That could cause some issues because, you know, you can't slap another grown man like that and expect to just get away with it. So give Paul credit for taking the high road in that regard. But that existed. But I don't necessarily say that, oh, there it is. That's the proof that everybody needed that they can't get along.
Here's the thing, Barry, and I've told you this kind of stuff before. The bottom line is you're absolutely right. When Dwight Howard was here, there were practices where one guy wouldn't pick the other guy up, and they were shoving each other. But that's competitive spirit as well, too. You get over that. That's stuff internally that you get over and you move on from. So you're right. In every locker room, not everybody is harmoniously going to get along. Travis Johnson used to talk about, whether it be at Florida State or in the NFL, the guy with the locker next to you, it says that you guys wear the same colors, so you're on the same team. But I don't know how he grew up. I don't know how tough his life was. Yeah. And if he went through hell and high water and really tough times just to get a scholarship to play college football, I don't know what he's used to doing to try and survive. So I don't know him, and it's going to take some time before I can build a relationship with him. Sometimes they never do.
Yeah.
Because you talk about – we talked about Kellen Winslow Jr. You talk about a guy that everybody played with and was in the locker room with but didn't realize that was a guy that had a serious issue. And then when you and I talked about it, and then you were out the next day with AJ, but when you see the show after what happened the next day – equipment managers, team members from all the different teams were saying, this dude used to openly take pleasure himself to
masturbate,
porn. While people were walking in and out of the locker room, they wouldn't sit next to him on the plane because the seat next to him they knew was going to have to endure him doing it and didn't care. He was bringing a female torso mold.
What? I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, with orifices on the road.
Oh, wow. Is that
this
true?
This dude had major
issues. Are we sure that wasn't a fake Adrian
Wojnarowski?
No, I'm
telling you, these were published articles.
Wow.
So you just – sometimes you're on a team with a guy. He's your teammate, but you don't know him.
Listen, if I had to do this show and you or Nick were just having fake female torsos with, you know, sex – no, we're not. I'm putting a stop to that.
Of the three of us.
I'm trying to be appropriate because if we were in the studio, I would have said it. I'm trying to be appropriate here. How does nobody go to him and say, bro, you can't be pleasuring yourself when we're all, you know, hanging out in the locker room?
That's the other thing.
Like, that's a lone behavior.
Who are the veterans in the locker room?
Let that
because
go.
That's supposed to those are the guys supposed to police this. You know, if it doesn't get to upper management and they're not going to do something about it, then your veterans in the locker room got to walk up to him, not touch him, but go, bro, we got to talk.
Be like, all right, everybody put your hands in. Not you, Winslow. You nasty.
Yeah, no. You
go team on
you
three.
You keep your hands and we'll get the Purell. Yeah. But at the same time, we got some issues to work out.
Everybody
here.
Else put your hands in. Team on three. Winslow, you just put your hands in your pocket. That's it, man. Question. That's it.
Oh, your boy's looking for extra bases.
There you go. Go, Tyler. Oh, boy. He runs so smooth. Tyler White.
God, someone released the refrigerator off of his back. But the haircut's doing him justice.
It's right.
Okay, so we're already rolling through hour number one of the show. Still got 2 hours to go. We're at Wildcat Golf Club for the ESPN Occasional Invitational. You can stop on out and see us. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Actually, Blitz out today. So Moneyline with Jerry and Josh is going to take over 4 to 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1-ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.